online, smartphone, DSTV channel 856, and on 92.7 and 106 FM.
This is 702.
It's 11 minutes after 8 o'clock. Have you thought about why it's important to play for children? I'm going to be speaking to Nikki Bush, creative parenting expert, in a few moments' time, about why is learning through play so important. And I suppose it's one of those things that we take very for granted. We think that, you know, playing is the normal course of events, but perhaps there is more to the chaos. And we'll be talking about that with Nikki Bush. But for now, I'm speaking to Nomboniso Kasa. She's independent researcher and analyst in gender and gender politics and cultural issues. She joins me now on the line. Sis Nomboniso, good morning to you, and thank you very much for joining us.
Good morning, Aubrey.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you are talking about the fact that perhaps we need to talk about changing the way we think and understand security for our houses. You talk about the issue of the ubiquitous high walls in our suburbs. Talk to me about that.
Yeah. I mean, look, the thing is that, you know, we know that Johannesburg has got one of the highest trees in the whole world,
yep.
That proportion, right? Planted by human beings, that is not a natural forest.
Indeed.
But we are losing that because, of course, we are having to look after our own security. Mm-hmm. We are building these high walls. And, you know, the space is becoming, I mean, it's still by any measure, it's still a green city in terms of, you know, it's the extent of, you know, trees that it has. But I'm suggesting that perhaps it's possible to think about a way in which we can marry, having security and feeling secure and having boundaries protected and private, you know, in our homes.
Yeah.
And actually, a city that is much more beautiful.
Yes.
That we're not having these high walls.
Yeah.
And there's a species of trees in South Africa that we can do this. And I've noticed actually quite a lot of this now around some of the, you know, just the trees that are especially planted by public parks in the streets. People are, they're starting to put up acacias with thorn ones.
Yeah.
So you can actually put that in. They're beautiful, beautiful sculptural trees.
Yes.
Which, you know, grow way tall. And then the bark, it depends on, the kind of tree that you choose to pick as well.
Yeah.
And then in between, you can actually put others. Shrubs
and so forth. Yeah, yeah.
And you know, sort of like have that old sense of a fenced house.
Yeah, yeah.
But actually make it green, make it safe.
Yeah.
And there are incredible choices out there that you can have. You can have that you can grow there. It's got thorns, it's still thick, it's very difficult to penetrate. I'm just suggesting that it could be interesting to start thinking about the ways in which we could use natural vegetation.
I think a lot of people would absolutely agree with that idea, Sis Nomboniso, because as you say, Johannesburg has now developed the profile as being the city within the forest, and it would be absolutely brilliant. It would be absolutely creative for us to start thinking differently about our safety sort of boundaries for our homes. And I'm hearing you say that we don't just have to put trees up there. We can put different levels or different heights of vegetation to cover those nooks and crannies that perhaps people want out of our homes to protect us from.
Oh, absolutely. And actually, I think you could have, I mean, you can imagine a street that has different, that has different trees instead of, walls and all that. And you could actually just have very interesting kind of textures in your street, and it would make it incredibly beautiful, and you could still be feeling very safe in your house. So I think I'm just suggesting that we might just want to start thinking about how, whether it's possible to do this.
I think it's a brilliant idea. Nomboni Sokasa, thank you very much for joining us here on the Weekend Breakfast.
Pleasure.
Much appreciated. Thank you. Bye. Yeah, would you think about that? Would you consider that? Would you consider taking down your high walls, hey, and putting up trees? I suppose it would be a tall order. Hey, when we come back, I'm going to be speaking to Nikki Bush, and we're going to be talking about the importance of play in the development of our children when we come back.